gonna come either.
Is there some reason he can't get me texts?
Yeah. Yeah, because
he flip phones too fast.
He doesn't want to.
So that maybe, what yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe we should make that a requirement to be in the Sabora.
There's a lot of requirements I would like to make.
Well,
so
let's start with that one.
That would be not the first one, but okay. We are on page.
I think it's nepotism.
Well, there are certain things that I find more significant than other things. Okay, page 196. Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalet. Shlosha she'achlu ke'echad v'nifredu le'inyin hazimun ma'dinam uvogim mosifim. So, again, it's going to be variations of what we saw before. Three people that ate, and then they separated out. And what happens to their zimun?
What do you mean, three people?
Well, let's see what the case is. Because we the previous halacha that we spent the last 2 days on is three people eating together, one guy leaving, and the other two guys either benching with somebody else or, you know, some other variation of that. But he says, Shlosha she'achlu ke'echad v'shachlu u'bera kol echad li'atzmo. Okay, this can happen. You have three guys eating together. You definitely have it sometimes where one guy goes ahead and benches, you know, forgets that he has a zimun. You know, let's say in my house, so we rarely have a zimun. So I could see someone, right, just going ahead and washing. Washing my machronim and, forgetting. And all of a sudden, by the end of the first bracha, they realize that, oh, that we have a zimun here. Like, you know, but okay, so here you have everybody forgot, and everybody benched themselves. So it's too late. You've lost out on the zimun. Or if two guys benched, then obviously the third guy's out of luck. So this is the key. This is a case. This happens often where one guy forgot, he started benching. Right, even though we already benched, he's not yotze because he already benched. And then he says,
so one guy goes ahead and does the whole bench.
Yeah, the assumption now is that he does the whole bench.
We can bring him back.
So he can be part of the Zimun. He has a chi of Zimun. He just, you know, never took, you know, never did it. So, okay, let's see. Mishbur. So he says, V'ein yechol and lomar nevarech. So they forget. They can't say, you know, nevarech elo kevin. All right, nevarech. Nevarech shachal mishlo. Delamai yizam nuzedze. What are they now? Right, remember, the whole thing of Zimun is nevarech. We should go bless, right? We get together and say we should go bless Hashem. So that means you have to go ahead and bless Hashem, right? Do you have to bench, right? So the guy already benched. So what are they getting together to be mezamin, right? They've already benched. The whole purpose of zimun is that one guy tells the other two guys, let's go bench together. Right? So, now, that's the case where they all three forgot. If one guy forgot, so then, they can still say, Baruch Shachal, the Habem is Mechoy B'Zimun, who is obligated in Zimun, Shachal Iman B'Yachad, Elish Ein Lo Takana, he can't fix himself, he already benched, and he can't do Zimun after the fact. But he could join with them, and they could go ahead and be yotzei zimun, right? And he could say, right, it sounds like he could say, Baruch Shachal Nemishalo, even though he's already benched, but he could say, Baruch Shachal Nemishalo, Baruch Shachal Nemishalo to Chayinu, right? And he's yotzei, they're not yotzei. And then he says, V'im ha'echad zimun acher, meaning, Hainu Shibol ha'chabur shal shlosha. Now, let's say there's one guy, instead of benching, he goes to another group, is what we saw before, right? And he now benches with a zimun, right? So then the other two guys can no longer use him for their zimun, right? Right? This is what the theme we keep on seeing, that if you were yotze yurchi of zimun, right? You can't join with somebody else unless they haven't been yotzei echiv zimun, and you eat with them, right? But otherwise, you know, it's a one-shot deal. But it does stay open. Okay, good. Okay.
So two makes for like a plurality, so we can say shalchanu, and that's enough.
Right, shalchanu mishalo, that we ate, right? Because we've already said that, all right, one guy doesn't have to look for two, but two guys look for one, right? Two guys is the, you know, majority of this group. Page 196. Now he says on Sif Cut and Dalit. Because he already was yotzei, so they still have their chiyuv zimun. They just don't have a third guy, so they have to either get somebody from the outside, right, to join with them, including this guy. He could go join with them again, right, eat with them, and then he can go ahead and be part of their zimun.
He has to eat again.
Yeah. Yeah, because he doesn't have a chiyuv zimun anymore, so his only chiyuv zimun is if he eats with them again, so now he's part of their group again.
He has to eat a kazai, so...
Yeah, well, we haven't gotten to what you have to eat yet in order to do that, but yeah. Okay, so let's see these berlachas. Uberach kolech liatzmo. Ve'afilu agomu rak berchas hazon. Gam ken ivdu hazimun. Right? So this is even. This is often what will happen. The guy will come back. He'll start benching. Right? And the next thing you know, the Baal HaBayis walks in, knowing that he was going to have a nice zimun, and he sees the guy benching. And the guy's in the middle of the first bracha, he finishes the first bracha, and he says, hey, we had a zimun. And the guy goes, huh? Right? Now, what if he's in the middle of the first bracha? He says, right, so... I'm not sure where that would, what Lamaisi would do at that point. But, okay. Now, in this case, right here is talking about the case where they all three of them forgot. You know, and someone in the middle of the bracha remembers, and so the Prima Gom says, Mesopik, what to do. But I'm not sure what they, the Maisa, what one would do, right? But if they all said the first bracha, then they are all officially done, because you said the Iker Zimun is the first bracha. Okay, began v'cheinim berachu shnayim mehem, and or if two of them already benched, the third guy's out of luck. Rasam v'dein yichon lachsa etzarif mashlish l'pachva yadam yazimun. Now, even though he still has the chiyuv zimun, he hasn't benched yet. Dein shnayim negar ma'acharecha. So that really answers your question. Two people are not going to, you know, be bound by the one guy. So the one guy has a chiyuv zimun, they don't, right? So therefore, they can't be part of him. Now, if there's another group of three people, he can join with them. Right? Now, the two guys who already benched, right? Can they join in with, can they answer Zimun somewhere else? So he says, even though they lost their Zimun, but again, so if they want to get Zimun, it's not going to be the Zimun for their previous meal, right? It'll be Zimun if they join in with the new group.
So is that some kind of a tikkun?
It's not, it doesn't sound like there's any real, right? It doesn't sound like there's any real tikkun, but at least you get the, you know, a benefit of having the zimun. Now, we said the case was if only one of them forgot. He says, well, then hazed, even if a guy was mazed. Okay. So, it said shachach, because the first cases were shachach. And, echad mehem uberach. So, one of them forgets. Well, then be'asav reshach u'shlosh mehem uberach, the same as if you have a minion, and three of them benched. You can still go ahead and do the benching, right, with the shame. And two of them benched. Right, they can take one of the guys who already benched, and lezam in a love, right, they can use him. Right, because even though he lost his zimun, but he never benched with his zimun. Even if most of the people benched, but we don't care about most people. If you two people haven't benched, that chiyuv zimun is still there. You can have another guy join in for their zimun.
It's only if they were less than 10. If they were 10.
Yeah, so 10, you need at least 7 guys who are still part of the group.
But does it make it worse? Because technically their chiyuv was a lekenu, right? So, but now they're only taking one more.
Well, no, but you'll need to take 3 more. I mean, if you had 9 guys that are...
No, let's say there were 10.
Right.
10,
right.
8 of them already benched.
8 of them benched.
Without a zimun.
No. So
2 are left over.
Right.
So they take 1.
They take 1, not 8.
But they're allowed to take 1.
Yeah.
Even though they technically had a chiyuv.
No, you can only do the elokeinu if you have 7 real.
Right.
And then you can borrow 3. We'll call them fake. Okay. And then he says, Kosev Eli Rabba, Yeshus HaBishnaim Shachlu Pas, VeHashlishi Shasar Viyas Mashke, VeAchach Shach Achmeh Ochen Pasu Berach. See, this you can also have. You have 3 guys. You know, let's say the case where I have the guys sitting down at my table and they take, some minimum shear of cake, or they take a drink, or they take whatever, so they can starve to the Zimun. But one of the 2 guys who benched, so now you have 1 guy with a chiyuv zimun, 1 guy who's not a chiyuv zimun, and your 3rd guy is a shahakol guy, right? So what does that do for you? So v'yachach shachem reyochem pasverach im b'chiyak adam v'shoy shlish shachol azam and imos v'shnayim. Can the 1 guy who still has a chiyuv zimun use these other 2? Odomo kimidein kan rak echad oshchay midinam zimun lo v'chei mistaber ad kan l'shono. So he comes out the Eli Rabba that it mistama will not work. And then he brings down the other Achronim also. You need 2 real guys, 2 guys who are benching still to create the Zimun. 1 guy with a guy who's no chiyuv Zimun, and another guy who just drank revius of apple juice, right? That's not going to help you. Right? But this does come up where people do forget and they go ahead and they start benching. And I guess if they're in the first part of the bracha, can they answer? And again, he leaves it as a suffix. I'm not sure what to do with that. But let them finish the first bracha or finish whatever, and include them in the zimun.
And they say the regular thing. They answer regular.
Yes, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You can say Yachal Omar Baruch Shachal Mishalom.
Wait, third line.
How far has this person gone? If he's in the middle of the first bracha or just start of the first bracha, Hazanah Selam Klo B'Tuvo, right? So the Prima is Mesopic. It doesn't tell you what to do in that case. Mishabur doesn't elaborate what to do in that case. So. Personally, I would just tell the guy finish the bracha, then we're going to bench with the zimun. He can answer between the first and second bracha, and he loses his chiyuv.
That Baruch Shechon Shalom is not saying that between the first and second bracha.
What?
He's saying he's able to say, yo, Baruch Shechon Shalom.
Even if he finished the whole thing.
Yeah, he finished
the
whole thing.
No, but the question is, is there any reason that I should wait till he finishes the entire benching before we start our benching?
Or is the person allowed to say Baruch Shechon Shalom in between one?
Right, can he do that? The pashtus is that he probably could.
He's the third guy?
He's the third guy. He's not Yotze, but he's mitzdar for make the other guys being Yotze. So like I said, it's an interesting case, but like I said, this does happen. I've seen this. I'm not going to say I see it every week, because we don't have Zimun in my house every week, but I've seen this many times over the years where this happens. And again, it happens in situations. So when the guy's done benching, it depends how far the guy is, So if he just started, again, that's a tough case. But otherwise, and more often than not, if the guy started benching, he's probably close to being done. So just let him finish and...
let's say he's done already.
What?
Finish the first bracha.
He's usually long past the first bracha.
No, but if he's
right,
he
got off the table.
Right, no, they went to Mayim Achronim. He comes back in, he's already benching, and by the time he come in... And you're like, what are you doing? He goes, oh, you gotta give the old.
No, but let's say he's done.
Yeah, so he still does. The fact that he's in the finish the first bracha is the same as being done.
No, no. I'm saying he's done. He's already done the whole thing. And then right. You say, let's bench the guys. He says, I already benched.
Yeah, so he, if he was part of your meal, right, that he should have been part of that Zeman, then he has to answer.
So it doesn't destroy your Zeman. It
doesn't destroy your Zeman. His Zeman's over.
I thought you couldn't do that.
Well, he can.
He doesn't get like a half a Zeman?
Who cares about him?
He gets, I guess, some credit for helping the other guys out.
Okay. Which is even greater than their skills.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but something. Okay, so that's that case. But like I said, that case does come up. It does come up. And I say it comes up often when you have families that don't have a Zeman every week. And even though they, during the meal, they said three times, oh, it's good to have a mezumen, but then they go and wash, and like they do every single Shabbos, they go wash, when they come back to them and start benching. Right? And they forget that they have the Zeman going on there. Okay. Three people are eating, one of them goes, hits the road. So one guy decides to leave, so you gotta call him back and say, look, we're ready to bench. Right? We need you as your, you know, the third guy. So it sounds like that even if he's not there, he's answering from across the street. Right? It might work. That's for three of us. Right, then he has to actually be sitting there with them. Right, and Sim and Reish, we're going to get to a lot of the nitty gritty. But okay, so this is a. I'm not sure this case is ever nogea. Right, if a guy walks out and you catch him, I mean, you'll call the guy, say, he can come back for Zimun. We're going to come back. It's not, the phone's not going to help. But here's a case where you're calling the guy, he's on the other side of the market place, but he can hear you. Okay, let's see what's going on here.
The guy benched or didn't bench?
It seems
right here didn't bench.
Right. So let's go to Hey. Kidei shi chavin lishma berachas azimun. Right. So, lishma berachas azimun, so that he can hear the zimun v'yan leimam. Avim eina ona ein mezam nin alav. Shum de ein omen imam. But if he's not going to, you know, answer, you know, you can't just tell the guy, hey, we're going to bench, and then you bench and he doesn't hear a word you're saying, right? That's not going to do anything for anybody. But if he's with them, okay, so but if he's physically with you, and this you have also sometimes where the guy doesn't, you know, the guy's at your table and, you know, he's daydreaming, he doesn't answer the Zimun, right? It's okay, it sounds like that's okay also. And Zayin Yotzi Dechovason, Igam Hu Yotzi Dechovazimazan, and he's Yotzi also because he answered from wherever he was. She'eno Ba, right? Even though he doesn't come back with him, El Sha'omen Negata Pesach B'Samach Lahem, right? He's somewhere close to them, right? Prima Gam says they have to see each other. Yain Simen Nun Hesiv Chavtim Vorsham Dimiash Tinov Bein Tayim Mapsik, right? If there's a soa between them, it's a problem. Like anytime there's soa between people, and I think this is again for without Hashem's name, that would be right. That would be more of a concern, right? That would, if you're saying Nevarach Elokeinu, so obviously we have this whole idea we talked about. Can you answer Yehishmei Rabba if there's a pile of soa between you and the minion? Right? We say you can't, but here it's you're not saying Hashem's name. You're not saying Nevarach Elokeinu. Right, so it seems to say it would be the same halacha. Okay, kishiyigmur nyon liyava abayit shachal sham yivarach berachas amazon. And whenever he, you know, so here's where it sounds like the guy got called outside for something. You know, he's in the middle of talking, and then they say, by the way, we're ready to bench. We're the two guys. The one guy's always meshubit to the two, right? So just answer. So fine. So he's talking to the guy. He says, wait 1 second. He answers, but then he comes back in the house and he finishes his benching, or starts his benching.
What about, so like, on a phone?
See, phone...
Just forget about it.
Yeah. I don't know. Phone is always...
So if he was in the shuk and, you know, he has his phone...
Right. So I don't know that phone would be helpful here, right? I mean, according to Pirmugam, they have to see each other. I know Skype or whatever is not going to count to seeing each other. I don't know that phone would be, this would be one of the cases. Again, phone in general, we saw this before and we'll see it over and over again. Does phone really work? Can I be motzi over the phone? Right. That most folks can say no. Right. Can I answer amen over the phone? Okay, so that's already a machlokas, whether you can or cannot. Right. Then you have the question, can I go ahead and be metzarf to a zimun over the phone? Just like, you know, you can't have a Zoom minion, right, notwithstanding what some people were doing. Right. Mistama, you have to be close by and...
a loudspeaker. We're trying to get this guy who's down the street, right?
Right, so again, it's not so clear because he has to be able to hear. So the question, what is he hearing when he hears a loudspeaker? That's, again, it's the same question, doing things over a mic. So the chasana, you need 10 people by the chasana, right? So let's say they're doing the mic. But the 10 people that are going to hear him, even if they're not hearing the mic, right? So you usually have enough people that are, you know, minion.
Up close.
There are people that are makbid not to do it, not to do the mic. You know, and the fact that nobody hears except for the people close by, but ultimately, right, it does create more issues, you know, the technology, and so Zoom brought it to the forefront about, you know, what does it work for, if anything, right, and, you know, I mean, when the fact that there were some people that let you be Yotzei Megillah over Zoom was, huge Kiddush. I don't know who actually did it, but I know people that were Yotze that way.
No, they thought they were Yotze that way.
Or whatever, right. Whoever the rabbi was told them that they can listen to someone do it over Zoom.
Shame.
What are you listening to? Are you listening to a computer voice? So can I have a computer read it for you? Right, I remember Rabbi Sachs was makbid that the people who were in quarantine over that first Purim, right, that they go ahead and have a live person. He'll read outside their, you know, find a door with a screen door or something that leads to their house, a window, and have someone read outside the window, outside the door, so that they're hearing a live person, right? But I know someone else told me that his wife was, you know, say, through, you know, Zoom. I said, okay, whatever. I mean, not much I can say after that. He didn't ask me up front, and, okay.
Maybe the person wasn't good, so really...
Made him feel good. Okay, that's not happening. The guy's outside talking to his friend or doing whatever. They say, oh, ready to bench, and then the guy's benching out loud, and he's listening to every word of benching. Again, this is the days when one guy would be motzi everybody. I mean, that's not happening today. Okay, test. V'yayin l'kamas in reish sebeis l'fimah l'posuk shom ramah tzarech ha'on elaham tenat shi'igmu berachas hazan. The person who's answering has to wait till you finish berachas hazan, right? So again, with three people, the zimun does not end with baruch shachan mishlov tevil chayinu, right? The person's supposed to say the first brach out loud, and you have to listen to that as well, right? You know, when you're at a, you know, let's say you're at a table, right, at a wedding or whatever, and a few guys are ready to leave. So you say, okay, you can answer up. The other guys are not planning on staying for the benching at the end either, right? So they listen, so they can't start, you know, they have to listen until the entire first bracha. That's the mitzvah of Zimun, as we will see.
Lots of the people don't answer.
So what?
Lots of the people don't answer. They start schmoozing. They just, you know what I'm saying? And you start saying aloud, all those people are schmoozing away and forget it.
During the first bracha?
Right, yeah. The whole Zimun is killed? So,
not the whole Zimun. Right, but they're not Yotzei Zimun. You may be Yotzei Zimun, right? Because you did what you have to do, right? And but they may not be Yotzei Zimun.
That's very common.
So Friday night, I had a situation. We had these two non-frum guys come. So there were three of us. So I was just going to bench, and then they're looking, and I gave them benchers, and then one of them starts reading it loud. He said, "Oh, if there's 10 men, you know, then you should say this bracha." And then if there's three men, so then I was kind of like. Okay, so we'll try this. So one of them was like Sephardi, so he kind of knew, he like sang Shalom Lech, and the other guy knew nothing. So I had them, one guy read it and the other guy follow, and then they answered, and then I read it out loud, I read the first four brachas out loud. I figured the first would be enough, probably, but and they just said amen. So I was sort of trying to be motzi them on the birchas hamazon. But does that? They have no idea.
No, even if they have no idea, they've. I mean,
they're saying amen after each bracha.
I assume that they saw it was grace after meals.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So that's probably enough to know that if they're listening to it, whether they understand it or not.
Right.
We've already said that there are those who, right, we saw before. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says if they don't speak Hebrew, it's like it doesn't work. But the Mishnah Berurah said that everybody disagrees with that, and even if they don't speak Hebrew, if they hear it, they can be Yotze.
Oh yeah.
Right, so it's just a question of you can do the Zimun. Again, anytime you have a Shailon Zimun, if you don't have 10 people, right, so, you know, what you see, guess wrong, that they don't know what's going on, they weren't listening, whatever, so you didn't say any shame was wrong. You tried your best, you did the best you can, right? We always talk about, we're going to see when we get to, you know, brachos, right? If you make a bracha that you thought was right, right, turns out that you had no reason to assume it was a problem, right? You know, you have milk, you know, so even it smelled good, and all of a sudden you taste it and it's putrid, right? When you made the bracha, you had no reason to suspect that the milk was a problem, right? Is it a bracha levatala? The answer is no. You did everything you could possibly do. You made the bracha as you should have, and the fact that something changed, right, doesn't make your bracha levatala, right? It's only when the metzius was there up front and you knew that up front, or you could have known it up front,
right?
But you can't taste everything you eat before you make the bracha on it.
Right.
But if, you know, you can smell it, smelled okay. So, right, we'll see in a lot of those cases, right? So you did the zimun. So if you did it and, you know, they seem to respond.
Yeah, they sort of answered, yeah.
Right, so, okay, we got the zimun out of it. Okay. Go to Gimel. Shlosha she'achlu ke'achad ve'enach mimadeh kol berachos hamazon. Okay, three people are eating and none of them know the entire benching. Ela echad yodeh bracha rishona ve'achad ha'shniya ve'achad ha'shlishes chayovim bezimun. So you have to do a zimun, right? Even though one person is supposed to be motzi everybody, right? But here one person doesn't know all the brachas, but you happen to find yourself in a mix where one guy knows one guy knows the other. The kol achad yivarcha brach shodan, each one will make the brach out loud for everybody else. And nobody knows the fourth bracha. So nobody knows the fourth bracha, so okay, we don't lose sleep over that either. But if you only know half a bracha, right, then we're not going to let you do it. Right? That's not going to work. I guess the question is going to be, let's say you only know the first bracha. Okay, let's see what he says.
So when it's saying each one says their bracha, they say at the same time their bracha?
No.
The first guy will do the first bracha.
No, right.
What does it mean?
See, normally the one guy says the zimun, he says the first bracha, and he says the whole thing benching out loud, and everybody listens to him. In this case, he can only go up to Hazana Sakal, and then the next guy will take over, right? So that's fine. They're all part of the same group. That's not so troubling. So he says in Yud, Yein Echad Mehem Yodea. You don't have any of them that know all the benching. Right, not to split up benching into different, you know, things. Yeah, the same issue people have with laning, right? Even though in the old, you know, in the young Israel world and all that, whatever, you have, you know, seven people for seven aliyahs, but is that lechatchila to have it split up, right? Sure, it's better to have one person do the whole thing, right? So, I don't know if you can compare a kriya to benching, but there is this idea that it is better to have one person do the whole thing. So bracha rishona hainu levad mibrachas nevarach shetzarach mezamel v'tchilas brachas mezimun. Right now, obviously, the one guy has to also know the ravosai nevarach part. Right, so he's going to do the first bracha with the zimun part up front, and then v'chol echad yivarach rotzlam v'yichav and lotis chavero, and then each one will do their paragraph and have kavanat imotzi the other two. And if they don't know the fourth bracha, so fine. In b'kach klum de brachos of meitel abda raisi lefikach eino me'akeves la'shalosh brachos. Right, it's not me'akev the other brachos. Right, imagine it be'achas me'shalosh brachos hakod me'imei nechamim shodeo so me'akev shlo yivarchu klal. But it's mashmah from here that if nobody knows all three, they only know, let's say, the first two. Right, then it sounds like you shouldn't bench at all. The brachos me'akev zu azu. Right, the brachas are ma'akev, and The age post, which is something that after min haTorah chayv levarachosom, we call makom ein ma'ak bezuzu. Even though mid daraisa you have to say all three, then I'm ma'akiv likam mishi ein yodei levarachol brachos. B'yev shalol likru lebak yishotzi brachos mosim. I mean, he has no option. Again, today it's very hard. You know, in the Holocaust, it wouldn't be very hard if someone somehow is trying to bench, but he doesn't know everything. He's not getting other people to join him. Whatever. So tzarach levarachol kaponim a brach shodei. So this is do the one bracha you know. Ulinyan dina, im achal kadei sviya dechi brachos mosim shlohu min haTorah, yesh lahachm chitzu levarach osa. So he says it's a machlokas whether if you just know one bracha, and if it's daraisa, so do the one that you know, because maybe that works and you have a chiyuv to do it. Right. So let's see. He says, look at yud, because I remember when I was giving bechinas on Gemara brachas, we had the chabur here a long time ago. Actually, no, let's do this Berelacha first, and then we'll see if we have time to do the Charatzion, right? Because there was a diuk in the Gemara and Rashi that's mashing that one bracha, if you know one bracha works, which is what he quotes over here. So, okay, let's see. Look at Berelacha back in 196, Avalachatzayin, right? A half a bracha is never good. Lefiyam of Orlakamisim Reish Behagad, the Berech Zimu Ad Hazon Dafka, Yim Kain, Yim Ein Odom Ech, Yedei Levarach Ad Gemar Hazon, So this is what we've said before, that you can't have one person do the Rabbosai Nevarech and the other do Hazon Hazon Kol B'Tuvot, right? Because that's considered splitting that one bracha into two. Al Yevarach Lo Zimun Klal, skip the Zimun. V'yaskil Rach Mitzchiz Berachos HaMazon, let's just start from the Hazon, one guy will do this bracha, one guy will do that bracha. The need in Berachos Hazon Ma'akev Berachos HaZimun, because you do need, right, to say Hazan if you're doing leading the Zimun, should build the Yotzi B'Zimun, come up from Zimun in Ma'akul Berachos Hazan, Shuas Chalas Berachos HaMazon. But if you can't do the Zimun part, you still could be Yotzi benching. Kein Yerli Achach Matosh Kein Kaz B'Kudusha Harel Berachos B'Hai Sugya. Okay, you know, we'll do this Sharatian tomorrow. Okay, Jimmy, you're on Zoom tomorrow?